Hello, I'm Raimi.
And I'm Beth.
And this is Leveling Duo, the podcast where two friends, or in this case siblings, talk about video games they really enjoy. It's got to that point where Beth has tried something different and we're going to talk about it. I guess you know what we're talking about today, right, Beth?
Yeah.
Okay, here I have something for you to look at that I felt was kind of cool. By the way, we're talking about her experience playing Fallout 3. She's never played a Fallout game until this time, except for tabletop games. Read it out loud and then describe what it is.
First atomic bomb. When the first A-bomb was detonated at the Trinity test site, the explosion sucked in sand, rock, and earth, where it was liquefied in the bomb's core at temperatures never before experienced on this planet. It rained down that molten earth as a green radioactive glass, now called Trinitite.
Yes.
This is a piece of that first nuclear explosion. Is this safe?
Oh, they say it. Well, a place I bought it from didn't say it was, but the place I looked it up at says it is.
Alamogordo, New Mexico, July 16th, 1945. Look, it done made me sick. Does it glow?
I don't know. I forgot to look. I just kind of put it up on my shelf next to all the other radioactive things. And
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a pity. Probably safer that way.
That's a shame.
But yeah, it's a cool little piece of sandy, messy, greenish rock that came from a desert that used to be quite radioactive, I'm sure, and hot. It's probably still hot. Beth, how have you been doing? By the way, before I even ask that, I should say Fallout 3 was released by Bethesda Game Studios in 2008, and it was the first release they had from, I do believe it was the first release they had, and it's also the first third-person or first-person video game in the Fallout series. That was my first Fallout game. I played it after I played Oblivion. Beth, how have you enjoyed it so far?
So far, it's good. The first time I tried to play it, I had Joey completely make my character, and it didn't turn out very well, because you know me, I'm a sneaky character type person.
So you put a lot into agility, and...
So I, became the sneaky character, and when I first tried to play with the character he made me, I got my ass kicked at the Super Duper Mart. Time, I just snuck past the people that were outside and the big bear of radiation.
The big radiation bear?
Yeah.
A yagoi?
Yeah.
It was named by the Chinese soldiers who invaded.
Well, I snuck past them and all I had to worry about was the people inside.
Pretty sure they're raiders, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I haven't played it in a while. It's either ghouls or raiders you come across depending on. I think 4 has ghouls in their Super Duper Mart.
Yeah, it was raiders.
Okay. You can activate a Protectron to help you out there. If you use terminals, if you have the intelligence to activate the terminals.
Is that like science, the computer thing or something?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at that.
Okay. I'll show you how to do that right later and it might help you out a bit because they're important sometimes. Charisma is also kind of useful in Fallout games.
Yeah, I have a decent amount of charisma.
Add it into your speech skill. The more your speech is, the more you'll be able to convince people to do things.
Yeah.
I remember playing it, and I didn't really, at first, didn't enjoy it. I came straight from Oblivion, and it was a very bright game, you know, full of magic. And then I went into this, and it's not. It's a very gray-green game.
I had to turn the
brightness
all the way up to be able to see, and I don't travel or do anything really in the dark. I'll either just go to sleep until it's daylight or do the waiting thing until it's daylight because I cannot see.
How do you like Moya Brown?
The shop lady?
Yes, the real excited shop lady.
She's nice.
She has you test out so many different things. Did you finish your Wasteland Survival Guide?
I have not yet. I went to something else and decided to wait. I took the Declaration of Independence, which she kind of just handed it over. the robot dude. Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, is that him? Is that where he's at? Or is he just the curator?
It was Abraham Washington was the old man that wanted the Declaration of Independence. But
Rivet City.
Yeah. And then when you get to D.C. and you find that robot dude and he's wearing that wig, that old-fashioned wig, which I took.
You took his wig?
I took his wig. He pretty much just handed it over.
Okay.
He realized that I was, well, thought, he believed that I was, I think, Thomas Jefferson.
Are you a woman?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I've forgotten how fun this was. What made you decide to play the game? I think we all know the
show.
The show, yeah. I knew the show would get more players in. I was happy to see that. Because I've always been a fan of Fallout. By the way, I think they handled the show very well. I don't mind the few odds and ends when they changed some of the little touches here and there. Every Fallout game changes something a little bit. And I don't consider the show any different. For how long would power armor didn't require a fusion core, and then in the fourth game it does. So things can change. It's a good way.
Well, to be fair, I only tried to play the game once before the show was released.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes no difference whatsoever to me.
Joey said that he wanted to start you off on the simplest one. And if you ask me, the best one for you to have started off on was 4 because it's the most user-friendly. But that's just the difference in us. At least you're playing them in canonical order.
Yeah. I apparently was supposed to kill off the main guy in the Vault Overseer or whatever.
You don't have to. You could talk about him or talk him down or sneak around.
I just snuck past. I didn't even realize he was there.
Okay, yeah. He's holding his daughter captive.
Oh, whoops.
And she's fine now. I mean, he wouldn't kill her.
Oh, and then the bully,
Butch.
Yeah, I made him beg for his mother's life, and then I beat him with a baseball bat.
Did you kill the red roaches?
Yeah.
Okay, you saved his mother.
No. I killed red roaches that were attacking me. I didn't save his mother.
Oh, I feel bad for her. Yeah, you get bullied in a vault by a dude named Butch throughout the whole early part of the game, and then he comes to ask you for help when red roaches start attacking his mom because he's a coward. You can also convince him to help himself if you have high speech.
Nope. I made him beg for her life, and then I beat him with a baseball bat.
Did you take his tunnel snake's jacket?
I don't know. I don't think I did.
No. Well, I like it. He'd give it to you if you help him. Or I guess if you kill him, you could take it from him. I never actually done that part. I've always played decent player throughout the...
I downloaded all of the music.
I told you you'd like this music.
I've been listening to it.
All Fallouts, the newer ones anyway, have excellent music. They're just great if you cut on your radio. Now, since I've been waiting for the next-gen update, I think I mention it ever so often, to play a stream, the game, Fallout 4's next-gen update, I won't be able to listen to music because it'll infringe on copyright law, and they'll get taken down. So I won't be able to listen to my Pip-Boy music on Fallout 4 when I play. But I've heard the songs enough. I can just imagine what's being played. There's some weirdly sexual songs.
Yeah, that's what I was actually listening to earlier. And then I said, the Rocket 69, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I think this was meant to be a perverted song back before when they had class when they were being perverted.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about popping pussies.
Yeah. There was a... What is it? Is it a 60-minute man?
60-minute man.
Yeah, that one. Which, Minuteman missiles, you know.
Yeah.
Nuclear weapons of such.
Then, back when there was class. Then you get the, what is it?
Chopper? He's whack and he's whack. there's a lot of good ones. And a lot of that music is carried over into the show.
Yeah,
I've noticed. How do you like the background music it plays when you're just wandering around, like the deep doom doom stuff? I don't know what you call that. They didn't have that in the show. They added this weird dune-like person yelling in the background, kind of, when they weren't playing actual songs. They were playing that. And it bothered me. I said, this doesn't sound like any Fallout I've ever played when it came to the background music in the show.
Hmm.
You know, when they're like not, when the screen is silent or they find something cool and it don't play a song, it plays what sounds like someone humming or I don't know, moaning, wailing in the background. I'll play a clip of it later for you and let you understand. I don't know what it's called. I know the guy done the music has done a lot of other things. This one just didn't feel like it. This didn't do it for me. And I've read a couple more. I'm not the only one, but there's always something somebody complains about. If the most you can complain about is the music it plays very rarely, then that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I believe the other stuff he was in, I recognized and thought was good. So it might just be a me thing. What other missions have you done?
I am in the process of trying. Lucy wanted me to give that note to her family.
Oh, you'll like that mission.
Her parents are dead.
Yeah.
But I am having trouble finding her brother.
Okay, a hint. Search the subways in the area, the subway stations.
See, I did one. I don't know where it was. I forgot. But there's a ghoul, and now I got to get sugar bombs.
Cereal.
Yeah. And also, I've been enslaving people.
Oh, you found Paradise Falls.
Yes, I am enslaving people. I saved Red from the mutant people.
Okay.
And she gave me her own little mission, which I haven't completed, but I figured I would complete that and then I would enslave her and just see if I can get some extra caps or
What's
something.
Your karma, good or bad?
See, it was bad before, but
it must be really bad now.
Well, no, apparently it somehow went up to good.
Oh. Have you found little Lamplight yet?
No.
Bunch of kids.
I don't think so. No.
Okay, yeah, well.
No, I found Big Town, but
okay.
Not
little Lamplight's the kids that move to Big Town when they're older.
Yeah.
It's attached to a vault. You'll have to do it for the main mission, I think.
See, and it also says I need to gain access to, I think it's Vault 112, but I don't know how because when I went there, it said that the door was being accessed elsewhere, I believe.
Was it radioactive?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was almost deadly. So, I mean, it was deadly, so it ain't the right vault. I can't remember what vault it is. Is it a gas station?
No, it's just a hole in the ground is the one I found.
Vault 112. Let me look it up and see.
It's either 102, 112, something like that.
Well, it makes sense if you're from 111 or 101. It might be 112. Hold on. Let me look it up because I can't remember what each vault does. It ain't 102, right?
I don't know. It's either 102 or 112. I want to say 112. I really don't know, though. I forgot number.
It's the vault you're trying to get to help find your father, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The entrance will be in a gas station nearby. I think it's a gas station or a repair shop or something like that, like a Red Rocket. So look around for that, and then there'll be some hole in the ground in there. You could enter a key to unlock it, or not a key, but a button in the room somewhere and open the door. I won't spoil more than that for you. How far did you get from Moya Brown's missions? Because those are fun.
I need to go. The one I'm at, but I decided to hold off and work on other things, is the android thing, robot thing.
Robco.
Yeah, that.
Robco makes your Pip-Boy. Robco makes the Protectrons. Robco is House, Robert House, the guy in the series you've seen sitting around the council table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's one of the main players in Fallout New Vegas. I should say there's going to be spoilers in this, but I assume if you're listening to this, you know there's going to be spoilers. I don't know if you expected spoilers for the show, but, but if you're on social media, it's hard to miss anyway. Did you decide to help out the man who wanted to blow up Megaton?
I became his lover, and I just figured if he shows up again, I'll just kill him off.
Okay. You could report him to the sheriff, and he'll show up and start shooting up the guy.
Oh. No.
So you handled that diplomatically. You chose the Black Widow perk, obviously.
Yes. Yes, I did.
You know, in Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 3 don't have it, but Fallout New Vegas, which was, I believe, Obsidian done it. Some of the people involved used to make the old Fallouts, the 1 and 2, and they were a little bit more open-minded about things. So in Fallout New Vegas, you could play a boy or a girl and choose not the Black Widow or whatever, but you can choose the confirmed bachelor perk, which means obviously you're into dudes if you're a dude, or girls if you're into girls. I can't remember what the girl version's called.
See, there's that one girl in Big Town, and she seems to have a crush.
Yeah.
And I got some sugar bombs that I can give to that scientist ghoul.
Oh, the ghouls. What was his name? Moriarty? The guy in charge of the bar where you first go hunting for your dad?
Gob.
Yeah, Gob. The poor Gob. I feel bad for him. He's stuck there working for Moriarty in a never-ending cycle of debt and pretty much indentured servitude or slavery.
Yeah.
Did you have to go hunt that lady for Moriarty?
No.
Or did you just talk him down?
I don't remember.
The place where Gob works when you went hunting for your dad.
Yeah, the bar.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't talk him down, he wants you to pay him back by going to hunt for a lady who gypped out on a bunch of money.
I don't remember him even asking about a lady.
Oh, well, I had to, if I didn't have the speech skill, I'd have to go find her and collect the money for him.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember that.
Yeah. Have you found any companions to travel with? I travel with companions all the time. A lot of people don't like to do it, but I do.
Jericho wants too much money. Too much caps, I guess you would say.
Yeah, that's fair.
But no, I haven't found anybody to walk around with. That one Declaration of Independence thing, that one woman followed me around for a bit. Was it Lucy?
Lee?
I don't know. I don't remember her name, but she followed me a bit.
Have you got to the Washington? Have you went to... No, I guess you haven't went to the monument yet where the purifier is that everybody wanted to work on. Have you met the Brotherhood of Steel or the Outcasts?
I don't think so.
Okay. You'll do that later.
Are you talking about the Brotherhood, the big metal guys?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've met them because I did the radio station thing.
Oh, yeah, the Super Mutant Behemoth.
I didn't like that one.
Did you use a... There's, one of them has a weapon, a fat man, you could use to take it down pretty quickly.
I couldn't find it.
It's on one of their corpses then, or just laying around.
Yeah, but the thing was, at first, it wouldn't let me take anything from some of the corpses.
Odd.
Yes, it was. And then I went inside and then came back outside, and it let me take some stuff from some of the corpses, but not all of them. So I don't know what the deal was with that.
Huh. Have you done any of the expansions? Like
I have no idea.
Mothership Zeta, Out of This World. It'll be in your mission list. If you have all the DLCs, there'll be ones like Point Lookout or one called Out of This World. I'd recommend doing that. What's your weapon of choice? What skill have you increased?
The small guns is mostly.
Okay.
But I also like that minigun. That minigun comes in handy.
That's a big gun skill.
Yes, I know that one's a big one. That's why I said I also like it. I usually get stuck with the hunting rifle because I have others that I like more, but it's harder to find ammo. So I chose the...
And keep them
what's
repaired.
What's it, scavenger thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I chose that the last time that screen popped up.
If you start investing in energy weapons and then do the mission Out of This World, it'll be in your missions list because it's a DLC and it's automatically added to that list. You don't have to find it or anything. If you start that one and start increasing your energy weapon skill, you'll have an unlimited supply of energy weapons and one of the most powerful weapons in the game just handed to you right off the bat. And then you just, anytime you need it, you go back to the DLC starting point and you can pick up more ammo there every time you need it. That's what I do. I start the game, go straight to the Out of This World mission, and that's what I do. I just use energy weapons the whole time.
I have more trouble with the fire ants than I do with the super mutants.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I could figure, and I haven't gone back to that little town, whatever it
the
is.
The antagonizer and the mechanist.
I guess I was doing something else, and I just happened to come across that place, and kept getting killed by fire ants because I started throwing the mines down and just backing up and letting them explode, but I didn't have enough mines at the time. Oh. So, yeah, there's that.
There's a perk you can get called entomologist or maybe animal companion. I can't remember. And it will make them less prone to violence if you have high enough charisma to take that perk.
Mm.
It could be handy. Have you come across any large deadly creatures other than Mirelurks, mutants, and fire ants?
The big behemoth dude?
Yeah, those are super mutant. That's a type of superhuman, yeah.
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, eventually you'll get to face a Deathclaw, I'm sure, which is Fallout's main enemy, really. They're cool and terrifying. I think they're even scarier in Fallout New Vegas, though.
Mm-hmm.
In Fallout 4, they're not as bad. But they are smarter. They'll duck and weave because their belly is their weak spot, and they actually move to make it hard to hit in this in four. Have you gotten used to using VATS?
What's a VATS?
VATS.
Oh, VATS. Yes. Yes.
It's very useful. Fallout 3 doesn't have... Fallout 4 had the people who made Doom, part of Bethesda as well, helped them with the guns and the combat. And Fallout 3 didn't have that, so it shows. But it also makes sense. I've heard the YouTube channel, Many a True Nerd. I watch it a lot, and he does a lot of Fallout stuff. And he was talking about, well, yeah, you're a kid from a vault. Of course you're not going to know how to use weapons. And as you level up the skills more, your gun's shots go where they are supposed to. because it has weapon spread. The more unskilled you are in a weapon, the more chance of that bullet you're shooting will not actually hit what you're aiming at. You'll see it kind of go a different direction a little bit, and the better your skill is in that weapon type, the better chances it will hit. It's a nifty little mechanic. But in Fallout 4, you just have to have a steady hand, and you can shoot well, even if you didn't take all the skills. Yeah, if you don't want to do Out of This World DLC, it's called Mothership Zeta, you should just stick with the main game for a bit until you unlock some stuff. Is there somebody in Rivet City that's trying to get you to find Android?
Yes.
Zimmerman?
I come across that lady that gave me a little chip thing or whatever, and I told him that he was dead.
Oh, you did that already? Okay, yep. Did he give you anything?
He gave me some caps, I believe, but I don't know.
Do you want to know who he really is?
Who?
He's the security guard. As soon as you walk into the city, he's standing up at the top.
The android?
Yep, that's him.
Ah.
Yep. He's a synth. I figured you never replay the game, so I might as well tell you that now. you could turn him in if you find out, or lie. Or you could take out Zimmerman. I'm pretty sure if you take out his bodyguard, you get a unique plasma weapon.
Oh.
Have you found any plasma weapons?
Not that I know of, no.
I'm sure you found laser...
pistols.
Yeah, laser stuff because of all the Brotherhood corpses you've found.
Yeah, I found laser pistols, but I don't think I've found the other.
There's another DLC you got, Operation Anchorage, working with the Brotherhood Outcasts. It will give you a perk and the armor itself. I think there's another set of armor. Once you finish Operation Anchorage DLC, which isn't very long, you'll get access to the ability to wear power armor. But it also gives you a set of Chinese stealth armor, so every time you crouch, you're invisible. Mm-mm. As a sneaky person, I figured you might want to know that.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, look for the Operation Anchorage DLC starting point. It'll be in the capital somewhere. That place is a wasteland. Of course, it would be. If you're going to go to war against America and use nukes, you're probably going to aim for the capital, mostly, I would say. It is truly apocalyptic in this section of the world. Overall, are you enjoying it?
Yeah. I don't much care for the quest that doesn't have an arrow on the map because I get lost.
You're from that newfangled generation that don't know how to play a game the right way. It's just, I need a quest marker. I don't know where I'm going. I gave you a guidebook I bought when I first bought the game.
Yes, but it also, I had trouble finding the Declaration of Independence. Like, I knew it was in Washington, D.C. in the archives thing.
National Archives.
But I had trouble actually, like, finding where it was in there. And I looked in the book, and it didn't tell me.
The book will tell you. Look at the quest and go step by step, and it'll tell you exactly where everything is.
I don't think I know how to read the book. There's so much.
There's a section in the front that says how to use this book.
Oh. I've just been going to the index.
Yeah. It just starts off with the name of the quest that you're doing. Go to that section and read the quest, and it will pretty much tell you what doors to go through and everything. And there's maps in it, in the back. It'll tell you where the map is. And it just tells you everything. They don't make game books like that no more, really, because games are updated so frequently. It would be kind of pointless to constantly have to reprint something. Mm. And the internet is just it's just full of guides. It's hard to keep that stuff alive. It's a sad thing. I don't think it covers the DLCs, because I bought it the day the game was released. And then, of course, they didn't have the DLC then. Back in the day when GameStop would give you a deal if you bought the guidebook and the game at the same time, or reserve them at the same time, I would do that stuff. I do like the book itself. It has a lot of cool lore and extra stuff that people might not know you might not find yourself. There's not much else to say, I guess. Anything stick out with you in particular about the game you dislike or do like besides the darkness?
The darkness is, like I said, I pretty much just wait until it's daylight to do anything. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm fairly sure there's a perk also that will increase your stats during the day or night, depending on which one you take.
Yeah, there is.
So you might want to take the one for daytime. You might as well get that since you'll never be doing anything at night.
I don't like that I can't seem to find ammo for any of the good guns.
It's after the apocalypse. How many of your ammo is left?
Well, that's not my problem.
Also, a lot of people will play melee characters.
Oh, I found a Ripper.
Oh, yeah. The same thing in the show, pretty much.
Yeah, the little foldable chainsaw thing. That's about the only melee thing that I use, though.
Oh, it's good.
There's also a sledgehammer, a super sledge. Yeah.
Super mutants love those things. They also like boards with nails in them for some reason.
I see no use for the boards with nails.
No. Baseball bats, batons. I think there's also a nice melee weapon, a Chinese officer sword, a specialized version of it, if you finish the Brotherhood Outcasts Operation Anchorage mission. Mm-hmm. It'll basically, after you finish the mission, there'll be a little vault full of armor. The stealth armor and a few other odds and ends, including that melee weapon. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff come out of those. The DLC was good. There's also one called Point Lookout. It's a swampy area. It's kind of fun to play around in. Supposedly in Maryland, Point Lookout. I'm not sure. Well, obviously it's near the beach because it's on the beach. It's kind of like a small Atlantic City. There's a lot of good ones. But take your time. Take your time with the game. Enjoy it. And then I guess he'll probably make you play New Vegas, which I guess is fair, but I really... you should really try Fallout 4. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. And the guns fire like they would in Halo or something, so you're kind of used to how that works. Mm. You don't have to take so many perks into anything gun-related or VATS-related.
Yeah. Where my electricity finally got fixed and we used those metal things. You know how you'll see those metal cord wire things? And then the metal boxes for the outlets and things on like cinder block?
Yeah.
Buildings, yeah. Okay, well, we ended up doing that because they couldn't figure out what, and just doing a whole new thing. They couldn't figure out what these people had done to the wiring on the inside of the walls. So that pretty much got turned off and we just completely did a whole new thing. But now there's these metal wires and blocks for outlets. And I said, oh, I could turn my living room and kitchen into a vault.
Yes, you pretty much, there's conduits everywhere. I've seen people actually turn their gaming spaces and stuff into a vault style or Fallout style.
I just got to get some paint, maybe some pool noodles and spray paint them silver.
Blue and yellow. That's what you need. There's all kinds of different vaults. Fill it full of puppets. There's a lot of good vaults in Fallout 3. Along the main quest, you'll come across a few of them with different things going on inside. And then, I think so. There's all kinds of odd, fun little Easter eggs to find. There's a lady who has a Nuka-Cola museum in Fallout 3. Somewhere, if you look for her. I think the Republic of Dave or something like that. There's a guy who's named his own little township a country after himself and is voted in every time because he rigs the vote technically. And there's a lot of odd things. The one you're doing now, the family.
Yeah.
It'll be a good one. You'll enjoy it.
See, I've been just kind of going through and doing what I can. And then when I get lost or I don't know what I'm supposed to do, I wait till Joey or I'll call Joey.
You do know you could just kind of wander around and find something else to do.
Well, yeah, that's also what I'm doing. So, I mean, it's taken me some time, but that's okay. But apparently, I found quite a few different things that Joey is like, how did you even find this at the level that you're at? And I'm like, I don't know. I was just wandering around.
Mines are white, by the way. I thought they were still black because in Fallout 4, they're black on the ground. Apparently, I was looking it up and I hadn't played Fallout 3 in so long. They're white, which might explain why you couldn't find them so easily.
Yes, they are. I've gotten a little bit better at...
She messaged me. She says, why I can't find them and they keep blowing me up.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Yeah.
After a while.
If you tell the woman honest truth every time you return a mission for her, you'll get a nice perk and all that from it. And then if you lie, it isn't a nice perk.
I haven't lied because some things, yes, the lying thing comes in handy and is nice, but I also feel like it would be kind of more boring because you wouldn't be doing as much. So I'm kind of just going around finding all these little quests and building them up. And
you let your quest, fill up of things. Yeah.
And then just pick whatever for the day that I'm going to do.
Okay. Yeah, I can't blame you. Don't forget to use the guidebook if you get lost before you...
I got to complete the guidebook.
No. You got a guidebook for the game.
Oh, yeah. I really need to learn how to read that.
Just start. Look up the mission's name that you're doing and go to that section.
I did, but it didn't tell me where the Declaration of Independence was. There was also another document I found. It started with an M that he ended up buying. I forgot. I know it starts with an M. I'm pretty sure anyway.
It wasn't the Constitution, was it?
No, the Constitution does not start with an M.
I was wondering if you were confused.
No, the Bill of Rights was also found, I want to say.
Oh, yeah, you'll find all kinds. I was wondering why nobody picked those up throughout the... I guess America didn't really matter anymore at that point, though.
Yeah,
he's real enthusiastic about America.
Yeah.
Sometimes lore gets a bit messed up over the centuries between the bombs falling. Fallout 4, there's a guy in Diamond City, which used to be a baseball stadium. And he thinks baseball was a blood sport where you beat people with your baseball bats, which he calls whackers.
Yeah. Wait till he finds out about hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of interesting different lore tropes. And it's just wacky. That's the fun thing about the game. It's like a gallows humor. The world is awful, but at least it's funny. You know, at least it's funny. And there's some truly terrible things that happen. Have you found skeletons in weird places? It kind of tells a story about how life is gone.
Yeah.
Kind of like she did when she got out of the vault. Lucy did in the show. She found that family around the table there. Fallout 4 was really full of them. There's a section in Fallout 4 where you find a bar that was known to be frequented by politicians, big politicians, like major politicians. And the ones who didn't get into vaults went to that bar. But like their last, after the bombs fell, they had an agreement when the bombs fell, if they couldn't get to a vault or something, they would go there. They all went there, and their last shot of the night was full of poison, and that was their thing. It was just... And of course, they're all laying around the bar. You can pick up the poison wine bottles, too. You could take those and hurt yourself.
In one of the houses, I want to say it was the mine town, where all the mines are.
Yeah.
I slept in one of the beds that had skeletons in it because it was getting dark. And I was like, okay.
Oh, goodness.
Guess this is my choice.
Yeah.
And then I used a bed somewhere else. And when I woke up, there was somebody else that was living in the bed. Oh, no.
They just lay down beside you like, might as well. I would probably do that before I try to confront somebody, too. I'd be like, oh, I don't want to have this conversation. Good night.
Oh.
If I be sleeping in the bed next to my own bed. I got in the mood this morning. I woke up and hunted, searched through all my DVDs to find the movie The Day After, which came out in 83, and it was about what would happen if Cold War turned hot. And it's a real eye-opener because, you know, we didn't got Rataway or Stimpaks or Vaults, really. And that's how it would have probably gone.
Yeah.
It'd have been, if we had that stuff, it wouldn't be that bad.
Isn't there a rumor that all the rich people or a bunch of rich people and people with power building underground things?
Yeah, I mean, if I had the money, I would too.
Yeah.
So, and if nothing else, just a nice tornado shelter. We're seeing more, in global warming, we're seeing more tornadoes in our area than there ever should have been, to be honest.
Yeah. I want to see a tornado, so I'm like, I also live in a trailer, so it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea at all.
But maybe a little bit farther down the road.
The neighbors. It'll be fine if it got the neighbors, but not us. Okay, then. Fallout's a fun setting.
I was already preparing for a disaster for Fallout and all that kind of stuff and didn't even realize it before I started watching the show or playing the game. I didn't realize that the garden I had Joey tilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that the seeds I bought was a bucket for like 3 acres.
What?
I noticed it said emergency seeds bucket, but I didn't really pay attention. I paid like $60-some and got 3 acres worth of seeds.
Well, he'd be out there fit timber for a long time.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, they're in like little sealed packages plus in the bucket. So you can save them. That's what they're for.
Me and you were thinking about going camping, and you can buy emergency rations. And I thought that'd be a great thing to take camping because you just have to add water to heat them, like MREs.
MREs, yeah.
But MREs have a chance of being expired. Even though they're taking forever to expire, you can't buy them directly from the source most of the time. So we would be buying ones that were technically not out of date, but to the point where they just replaced them. So we'd get the leftovers. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather just buy the more expensive camping style version that you know is still in date. And I seen seeds too in that shopping list. I was like, oh, there's seeds here. Yeah. And I was like, who would buy that? Now I guess I found I know who did.
I wanted a garden this year. I didn't realize I was buying 3 acres.
3 acres of what?
There's a whole lot of different. There's pumpkin, there's lettuce, there's tomatoes, there's jalapenos, other types of peppers. There's eggplant, which I don't much care for eggplant, but I guess if y'all want to eat some eggplant.
Yeah. Mute fruit. I mean,
there's so many. And it gave me this huge sheet of what to do with them, how to plant them. But it didn't have potatoes, which was what I really wanted. So
how would they put them in a bucket and make them last anyway?
I don't know. I mean, if we had a way to take care of that many, we have the property to plant all 3 acres at one time.
Just not the equipment.
Just not the equipment. Yeah.
Yeah. That would leave a portion for the...
And then I wouldn't know what to do with all of it.
Take it to the farmer's market.
You can use some of it for compost if it goes bad, but yeah, you can, I guess, take it to the farmer's market.
We got cans galore from people used to can around here. We could can it all.
Yeah, the thing is...
canned potatoes.
Some things, it depends on the acidity, I think is what it was, when it comes to canning. So some things you can use the Instapot for to can, but some things you have to have like the actual canning pressure cooker.
I don't know what it's called. I know what you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking about.
The thing that looks like a time bomb.
You put it on the stove and it's got this little temperature gauge. And yeah, I would like to start doing that, but I don't have one of those. And I would like to have one of those first.
I had one. We had one for a bit and someone took it. I don't remember where I went to ever. Oh, well. But we went way off track here.
Yeah.
When you finish this game and start another one, we might come back and talk about it again. And if you keep an eye out around the 25th or 26th of this month, April, I will start streaming again.
You do realize that that's in like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. but this episode will come out tomorrow.
Ah.
So keep an eye out there. I'll put it on our Twitters too. I'll be playing Fallout 4 with the new Creation Club stuff. And it's a next-gen update. I'll play it on Xbox. I have PC, but I'd rather play it on Xbox. And we'll go from there. I'll try to do it. I'll make a schedule and tweet about it and start playing. It'll be on YouTube and Twitch. I'm still reluctant to use Twitch, but I use it. And thank you for listening to these sporadic episodes, Beth. And thank you for talking about this. We'll have Dakota come on again soon. He's just had a whole moving situation going on, rehousing certain things in his life. He's been so busy. So busy.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you like what you heard here, we are part of the Gruesome Gaming Group Podcast Network. We have Brother Knows Quest, which is a podcast where I talk about tabletop role-playing games, to Beth here. We have this podcast, Leveling Duo, which is me and Beth, or me and Dakota. And we have Horrific History and Hauntings. It's where Beth tells me about horrific history hauntings. Sometimes we'll cover true crime stories or just other tragedies around the world. Listen for that. The links for all this, there'll be a Linktree link in the description. It will have the first link on that Linktree list will be to our homepage or webpage for this and other podcasts. And if you scroll down there, you'll find our other podcasts. You can listen to them, sample them, and find a way to subscribe from those links there. Also, we have a option to tip us or send the show a tip, but it helped keep the hosting fees to a minimum for us. And I guess there won't be any affiliate links, but if you want to play this, you could get it on Game Pass or PC. I'd recommend Game Pass because it's, you know, you pay one fee and then you get the game for that month and you have hundreds of other games to play as well. I'm not affiliated with Xbox or anything, but that's how I would do it. I have the digital and physical copies of this game and other games, but I prefer the Game Pass. I can just pop it into whatever console I have sitting around or play it on my PC. Below the main website and the link tree will be our socials and YouTube channel, Twitch, anything. Follow us on X or any other socials on there. Reach out to us. Let us know what you think. Leave a review if you like what you heard or want to leave feedback. That'll be fine. Or like just want to say hi. Send us a message on one of the socials or an email. We appreciate it. We'd like to hear from you. And thank you for listening. I've been Ramey.
And I'm Beth.
And this has been Leveling Duo. Bye-bye.